VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Preliminary results from Sweden's parliamentary election on Sunday found one of Europe's liberal nations taking a decided turn to the right. The anti-immigration Sweden Democrats appeared poised to become the third largest party in parliament. The party wants the country to leave the European Union and put a freeze on immigration. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue has more.
Polls opening in Sweden on Sunday in a tight election dominated by fears over asylum and welfare. A far-right and fiercely populist political party is poised to decide the balance of power in the normally progressive country. The anti-immigration Sweden Democrats are vying to become the biggest party. And while that's unlikely, polls suggest they'll win less than 20% of the votes, that figure is still enough to render them as kingmakers.
Indeed, the Nationalist Democrats won about 18% of the vote. Their leader, Jimmy Akesson, declared victory at a supporters' rally. He said, "We will gain huge influence over what happens in Sweden during the coming weeks, months, and years." The Democrats have neo-Nazi roots. French police have arrested a man who wounded seven people, including two British tourists, in northeast Paris late Sunday. The Reuters news agency quoted a judicial source as saying there was no indication the attack was terror-related. It was also reported that four of those wounded were in serious condition. The former Cambodia National Rescue Party leader Kem Sokha was released on bail Monday. The opposition leader had been jailed on treason charges a year ago. A government spokesman told the Reuters news agency that Kem Sokha was released on bail and he is under monitoring by the court. His daughter says he's in ill health. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency said Sunday an estimated 8 million Afghans do not live in their homes. Filippo Grandi was in Afghanistan and Pakistan Sunday. He said millions were displaced internally or in other countries after fleeing conflict, poverty, unemployment, and a worsening drought. Syria and Russia launched airstrikes over the weekend on Idlib, Syria's last rebel-controlled region. At least four civilians have died. As the attacks on Idlib intensify, the United Nations is trying to negotiate an end to the Syrian conflict. Senior officials from Russia, Turkey, and Iran will meet in Geneva Monday for 2 days to talk about writing a new constitution for the country. President Trump said it was a, quote, big and very positive statement that North Korea staged its latest military parade without its usual display of missiles it claims are striking the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Raphael Wolber was at the parade on Sunday. He reports it featured tanks, missiles, and units from all branches of the military, but not advanced missiles.
There was no significant large-scale military hardware. There were Korean People's Army soldiers, but not the same procession of huge missiles that we saw here just over a year ago in April 2017, and also in an army anniversary this year in February.
Six women are making new sexual misconduct allegations against the head of the CBS television network, Leslie Moonves. His time as one of the most powerful executives in Hollywood has come to an end. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The New Yorker is reporting the women's accusations, which include Les Moonves forcing them to perform oral sex and retaliating when advances were turned away. The CBS chief acknowledged relations with three of the women, but said they were consensual and that he had never used his position to hurt their careers. CBS says it's taking the allegations very seriously and that its board of directors is investigating. Six other women accused Moonves of misconduct in another New Yorker article last month. Even before the new allegations came to light, CBS's board was reportedly discussing terms of Moonves' exit. Julie Walker, New York.
Late Sunday, Moonves said he would leave CBS. A powerful hurricane is headed toward the U.S. East Coast. There are numerous tracks the storm could take, including staying out to sea and missing land entirely. But forecasters predict it will move between Bermuda and the Bahamas Tuesday and Wednesday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.